You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast where we'll be looking ahead to a mixed card from Listowel. Been there all week, of course. That card kicks off at 2:05. Sam Norris here in the presenter's chair, and joining me on the line as ever to take a look at the action is Andy Holding, fresh from his holidays. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Good to be back in the chair, so to speak. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it today. And I believe that quite a few races, or some races, have been carried over from early on in the week when we lost a couple of days racing. So we've got a bumper 8 race card today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, some good quality action, including a couple of valuable handicaps later on.
Yeah, definitely. One or two horses backing up again. Sister Carty's runs in the 3:45. Plenty of soft or heavy ground form on show, and a mixed card as well, which is good. And the centrepiece is the 4:20, the Guinness handicap, which is a premier handicap, of course. And I quite fancy one in that as well too. So hopefully we should have a half a decent day today.
Good, yeah, let's hope so. Let's get stuck into the betting then. We kick off the card today, as I mentioned, at 2:05 with a 6-furlong maiden. Knock 'em All Boy is the 7-4 favourite here at the time of recording. Espresso Brasileiro is 5-2, 5-1 for Time for Art. Aprobar is 7-1, 7-1 for Ifraja. Love Rosie is 8-1, it's 25-1. But those, not the most inspiring maiden, Andy. What are your thoughts?
I really do fancy one in this. I strongly fancied him the other day, but unfortunately the meeting got abandoned. A horse in question is called Espresso Brasileiro. I told Gary Cartwell the other day to keep an eye on this horse after he's run at Roscommon the other day, which is a very eye-catching one or two at that. He was steadied out the back door from stall 13 by Billy Lee, dropped in to obviously give every chance from that stall position, and unfortunately he was hostage to fortune down the straight. And from that point onwards, this horse got no run whatsoever, but he certainly did enough in that particular race to catch my eye enough to suggest that he could be very, very dangerous in future. And although he was probably a better proposition in that handicap the other day, I don't think this race will take that much winning. He's probably got Knock My Old Boy to contend with the most. He was fourth, of course, behind Knock My Old Boy when they locked horns with Fort Deloro early on in the season at the Curragh. So there's not going to be a great deal between them on that evidence. But I do like the way that Willie McCreary's horse has gone forward, plus the fact that Willie McCreary's horse are in fantastic form as well. So around about 5-2, 3-1 this morning, I'd probably make Espresso Brasileiro my strongest bet on the card in the opener.
OK, strong vote then for William McCreary's charge in at 2:05. The next race on the card comes up at 2:40. This one is 6-furlong handicap. Zucrafa is the 4-1 favourite here. 11-2 for Barbecue. Western Seaboard is 6-1. 7-1 about Apache Gold. 8s for Dragon Khan. Same price about Jellica. Enter the Red is 8-1 as well. 9-1 Avalanche. 10-1 bar those. Quite a few of these arriving in good heart, Andy, and it's a pretty competitive betting heat.
It certainly is, yeah. Wide open betting, as you quite rightly pointed out. Quite a few of these coming in good form, the likes of Apache Gold, Barbecue, Zephyr Afra, Avalanche, etc., etc. And they're all quite prominent in the betting. I'd probably go with Barbecue here. She hasn't been seen out for 45 days. I'm not sure why she's been off that long. But she definitely comes here in top shape for a win last time at Cork. And I thought she did really well to win that day. She's been a horse on my radar for quite a while. I tipped her a few times on the podcast early on in the season, and funny enough, I actually missed her that day because I thought there was other horses that I fancied ahead of her. I think it was Count of Carabas I went for on that particular occasion. But Barbecue was the winner, and Tommy Stack's charge did it really well, and I thought she was going to be a filly to follow throughout the autumn, hence the fact that I'm a little bit nonplussed why she's been off the track. But perhaps connections feel as though that she's been requiring some soft ground, because she has got some form with plenty of giving the ground to be at her very, very best. And well, she's certainly going to have no excuses on that score today. As we know, Listowel's going to be very testing, probably going to be on the heavy side. So she'll be absolutely ideal. She's got a nice low draw as well. So I'm going to go with Barbecue here. with Billy Lee on board for Tommy Stack.
Barbecue then getting the pick in that 2:40. The third race on the card today from Listowel comes up at 3:10. This one is a 7 furlong handicap. Joint favourites here at the time recording in the shape of Champagne or Water and Canary Row, who both vie for favouritism at 4-1. 11-2 for Chili Billy. Rochdale House is 7-1. Ducky Mallon's on the drift. 9s from 6s. It's 10-1 bar those. Again, it was quite tight in the market this morning, but Champagne or Water and Canary Row have pulled away a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Champagne or Water really stands out here. He's definitely got the best form coming into this particular race, and I think the 4-1 on offer this morning is a fair each way bet. I'm not a mad fan of Canary Row. I know he keeps running well in these premier handicaps, but goodness me, you've got to have deep pockets to be following that fella. I mean, he's only won the one race, that was at Tipperary 3 years ago and over 5 furlongs, and although he's continued to run well, like I say, in those hard-knocking handicaps, he was 6th the other day in the Irish Cambridgeshire behind Hinter for Tinsy, he just doesn't win. Whereas Champagne or Water, we know that she does. She's won twice, particularly when the mud's been flying. And all her speed figures suggest that she's going to run another huge race here. She was actually ahead of the aforementioned Canary Row when she was fourth herself in that race at the Courier Derby on Hinter for Tint, the Irish Cambridgeshire. It was probably one of the best mile handicaps run so far this season in Ireland over that distance. Hinter for Tint had gone there off the back of a win in the Topaz Mile. Portage, of course, was a winner at Ascot the time before. And good old Bulk Tady Quill, he's always... a standard bearer for those kind of handicaps. He always seems to hit the frame. And Champagne of Water only just faded late on. Although I know he has won over a mile, but I just get the impression she's probably better over distances a little bit shorter. So perhaps this 7 furlongs on heavy ground is going to be absolutely ideal for her. She's basically a model of consistency. If it wasn't for the draw, stall 11, which is a little bit problematical, I'd make her a very, very strong choice here. But either way, she still gets the vote.
OK, then, Andy's thoughts on that 3:10 contest. We'll move ahead then to the 3:45. This one is a mile and a half handicap where Sister Cartage heads affairs for Jim Bolger at 7-4. 4-1 about Park Ranger, 7-1 for Cocoon. Greenter is 7-1 as well. That's on the drift from 5s. 8-1 Artful Artist. What Lies Ahead is 8-1. And it's 14-1 by those. What do you fancy here, Andy?
Yeah, again, another nasty little race, but I quite like the way that Sister Cartage won the other day. I do quite like backing horses that are following up or trying to follow up wins at a certain festival. I think Galway is probably one of those tracks which offers up that chance with a 7-day festival. And this one's another one. You can have a horse win on the first or second day of the meeting, and then towards the back end, after they've had a couple of days off, they can come back here and do it again. We saw Rouge Angel, for instance. He won on the... he finished second on the Sunday, and then lo and behold, 3 days later, he went on to win the Kerry National. So that kind of stat is very, very much close to my heart. And like I say, I'm going to go with Sister Cartage here. I thought she did really well from the front here the other day. Obviously, tactics which were tried for the first time to see how she get on, and she absolutely revelled in that new front-running role. The key to her as well, she was very strong at the finish over that mile one. All up until now, her best form has been over a mile and mile and a quarter. So this mile and a half trip, although it's a little bit of an unknown, the way she was finishing off her race in the back end of that contest suggests she's going to be quite a formidable opponent for quite a few of these over a mile and a half. She's certainly bred to get it anyway. She's probably see the start out of a Montdieu mare. So maybe Jim Bolger's just been getting it wrong with his filly, and he's been running over distances way, way too short of her expectations. We know she handles the ground. 2 wins have both come on heavy ground. I'd imagine another positive ride here by Kevin Manning from the front on this well-handicapped horse. She clocked a very good time the other day. Don't forget, I think she's going to take a good deal of beating here. So Sister Cartage, a very strong vote there in the 3:45.
Sister Cartage, the 1-4. Andy, then, next up is the 4:20. This is the feature of the card, really, for Listowel today. It's a mile and a half handicap, a premier handicap at that. Pyromaniac is the 7-2 favourite here. 6-1 for Fact or Folklore. Queen of Albert is the 7th chance, along with Back Off Mate. Hudson's Bay is 9-1. Money for Pivot Bridge, 9s from 14s. Money for Azuri, 10s from 16s. It's 12-1, bar those. A valuable handicap here, Andy, and a useful field assembled to contest it.
Yeah, again, another very competitive and wide-open race. Might be a few one or two non-runners knocking around here due to the heavy ground. It's going to be quite tacky here today. So you want something that handles the conditions and stays really well. And the horse that fits that criteria is a horse that comes here via a really good win the other day down in Roscommon in the shape of Fact or Fiction, as I said in an earlier preview. William McCreary's horse is in fantastic form, so that's a tick in the box. And the other massive tick is this way that this horse powered on in the latter stages of that Roscommon race, so much so that she recorded an absolutely sensational speed figure for the grade. And she's a filly on the evidence of that I desperately want to get with. She travelled really well. Like I say, she was very very much a horse that you'd expect to get further on the evidence of that. And she runs over a mile and a half here for the first time to back up that view. Queen of Alba, who was back in third, got beaten quite away. Frank the Form with a phenomenal run for a horse only rated 84 against the 110 rated Devonshire in a listed race here the other day. So it just shows you how good that race was down in Roscommon if it's produced a horse out of it that has run so well in a race it had no right finishing third in. So I'm desperately keen to stick on the right side of Fact or Folklore. The time figure suggests that she's going to be very difficult to beat here today, and at 6-1, I do think that's a massive each way price.
Fact or Folklore getting the nod then in that 4.20 contest under William McCreary horse. The 4.55 is the next race on the card, and we go jumping for this one. It's a 2.5 mile chase where Devil's Bride heads affairs in the Giggingstown colours, trained by William Mullins at 15-8. Letter of Credit is 7-2, 4-1 for Texas Jack. Lord Ben is 9-2, 9-2 about Spring Heeled, and the outsider of the six is Tomb Dealey, who is 66-1. What did you like in this one, Andy?
Well, the ground obviously is going to be testing on both courses here today, and this should play right into the hands here of Letter of Credit, who is basically a total mudlark. And although he's run quite well on ground, quicker than he prefers, I still think he's a formidable opponent for this lot under today's conditions, as he proved three starts back when he won at the first of the Killarney Festivals. It was a race that really should have suited Bally Green, who went there via a good run at the Punchestown Festival. But Letter of Credit absolutely buried him on that night. He travelled really strongly in the hands of Davy Russell, who rode him with a good deal of confidence. And he picked Mouse Morris's charge up very, very readily in the latter stages to pull 8 lengths clear. There were 27 and 47 lengths back, respectively, to two good horses, Fuldub and Texas Jack. So it just shows you what a good performance that was. On top of that, it was a very fast speed figure as well. That number puts him miles clear of this lot on my figures. He's also run well subsequently when finishing 10th in the Galway Plate on ground 2 Quicken. He was in the process of running well back at Ballybrook the other day when he fell at the last when mustering up some kind of challenge. Whether he would have won that, I don't know, but he certainly would have been involved in the finish. So it signifies his well-being, and he's got his ground, as I said today. So Letter of Credit, look no further than him. He's going to be one of the few in this race that's going to be ideally suited by the conditions.
Letter of Credit it is then for Andy in the 4.55. The penultimate race on the card today from the stall comes at 5.25. This one is a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle, and Grecian Tiger is the 5-4 favourite here. 130 about Golden Lodge. That's Nice is 13-2. 8-1 for House Patsy and Edith Somerville. That's 12-1 bar those. Ruby Walsh riding for Dermot Weld on this favourite, Andy. Not a partnership we see all that too often.
No, you're right. Definitely a very sparse association. Weld and Ruby Walsh. So obviously we've got to take that as a positive, haven't we, that Ruby's been booked for this horse, of course. But either way, I do think he's quite vulnerable here, Grecian Tiger. I'm absolutely, totally convinced that he's going to love the ground as well as his market price suggests. Therefore, I'm going to go with this Golden Lodge here, who won first time up for Liz Doyle at Fairy House last season. And Liz has done a really good job with quite a few bumpers over the years, and when she's sold them on, they've often made up into useful animals. And the fact that this horse grounded out to beat a strongly fancied Willie Mullins horse in the shape of On Dear Moor suggested that this shrewd set of connections have done quite well here to acquire this Golden Lodge. Now, of course, running for Paul Nolan, and Paul is certainly, and you know, no one's fool when it comes to handling a decent animal in the past, and I'm sure he'll do well with this horse. As I said, he looked a very strong stayer the other day when he won at Fairy House. And provided he can jump, then I do think he's going to put it up to the favourite here. And, of course, he's not a bad price either. It's not as if we're looking at a 5-4, 6-4 shot. We're actually going to get a 130 for this horse. And with a vulnerable-looking favourite in the shape of Grecian Tiger, I think we can take him on here with this eagerly anticipated recruit, Golden Lodge.
Golden Lodge for Andy in the 5.25. Then we'll move on to the final contest today from Listowel. This comes at 5.55, a 3 mile handicap hurdle for us here, where Winter Breeze heads affairs at 7-2. Millstream Ned is 5-1, 8-1 for Vintage Supreme. Ashrow is the same price, and it's double figure quotes for the rest of them. With these ground conditions, Andy, this will take some getting.
Yeah, it will, but I think it'll suit Winter Breeze. I thought he was really impressive the day down in Ballinrobe. That track can get really testing when the ground's on the soft side, and the way that Mickey Winters' charge went through the ground, he's certainly going to have no problems here. He's still in contention, under similar conditions when he fell back in the middle of winter at Thurles. And he arrives here basically still fairly unexposed, not only through the amount of races he's run for a six-year-old, but stepping up in trip as well. He's very much unexposed at this distance. I don't expect him to have any problems with the 3 miles. In fact, I think he'll improve for it. And as we know, Mickey Winters is one of the shrewdest operators in the game, particularly when it comes to these big festivals. He loves one laying one out for a nice little pot and a little tickle. And with the yard continuing to flourish, I'd expect Winter Breeze to follow suit and run an excellent race for us in the final race.
Winter Breeze then getting the pick in that Listowel Nightcap. Just remind us, please, one more time, Andy, of your 8 selections for the action today from Listowel.
Yeah, it's a cracking day's racing at Listowel. Hopefully we'll end up finishing on the right side. And we start off with the best bet on the card in the shape of Espresso Brasileiro. Got a funny feeling he's going to turn the form around with Knock My Hail Boy. In the 2:40, difficult race, but I'll go with Barbecue. It was impressive the last time we saw her down in Cork. Champagne or Water, following an excellent run in the Irish Cambridgeshire, gets the vote, dropping back in trip in the 3:10. Sister Cartage was a really ready winner in a fast time the other day here 2 days ago, and I expect her to improve for the step-up in trip and justify favouritism in the 3:45. The big premier handicap of the day can go to Willie McCreary's Fact or Folklore, who posted a big number at Roscommon last time out. Another strong bet in the shape of Letter of Credit, who's got his ground in his right distance in the 4:55. Hopefully Golan Lodge can prove to be a shrewd buy by the Nolans when he makes his eagerly awaited debut over hurdles in the 5:25. And in the last, good old Mickey Winters at it again with Winter Breeze, and he looks very much an improver on the evidence of his last run.
OK, there we are. Andy Holding's thoughts ahead of the card today at Listowel. That all gets started at 2:05. And you can tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio for today's racing. Of course, Andy Jones, Rory Delaghi and Craig Forsyth in the studio. As well as that Listowel card, we've got Ayr, Newbury, Newton Abbott and Hexham. So plenty to go at today. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy. Best of luck and we'll speak again Sunday.
Will do. Cheers, buddy. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.